702 Drive. Let's return to something then that we've kind of been engaging with throughout the show, actually. It started off with a kind of broad question that I asked at about 14 minutes past three as to whether we have, if we can afford it, some kind of obligation to try and buy South African-made clothing. And we do this in the context of the moving into the South African market of online companies like Shein. Amazon is coming to South Africa on quite a substantial scale, and that would presumably increase their footprint. And yeah, you can get clothes on Amazon as well. And it's been quite a lively debate, and we thought we'd bring in different players in this space. I don't think we'll get to do all of them today, but we are going to kick off with organized labor. Etienne Flock is the National Industrial Policy Officer at the Southern African Clothing and Textile Workers Union, SACTWU. Mr. Flock, welcome, and thanks very much for your time. Is there any policy debate engagement process which is looking to regulate in some way the presence of online clothing retailers in South Africa? Is that something that would even be possible? Good afternoon to you.
Hello, John. Thank you very much for having us. John, we think it's possible. You know, what happens at the moment, just to sketch the picture, is that there's not a level playing field. So these very large online retailers are bringing packages into South Africa, mostly small parcels, and then using a couple of loopholes to get that into the country. And those loopholes allow them not to pay tax. And so it means when you go into your local mall, into one of those retailers there, and you buy a garment, if that garment was imported, tax was paid on it. If the garment was made locally, some tax would have been paid. But these imported garments are using loopholes, and so no import duties are paid. And so our concern is that there's not a level playing field, and it means that these products are using some kind of preference that we don't think should be there. So to your question, yes, we think there is space to do that. Those loopholes should be closed to ensure that there's a kind of an even playing field.
Tell us something about where the South African textile industry is at the moment. My very crude sense of it is that it's gone through very, very difficult years. There was what some people will in hindsight say was too quick, too wide opening of South Africa's borders, and that the local industry took a clobbering, but that there has been a rebuild since. Where are we now? I mean, do we have an industry that is, A, looking reasonably robust, but more crucially, one that's growing?
So your rough sense of it is correct, John. We had a very difficult time, and then, you know, somewhere in the mid-2010s, things started to look slightly better. At the end of 2019, we signed a retail clothing, textile, footwear and leather master plan. And so since then, we've been working hard to implement this master plan. One of the major parts of the master plan is an increase in local procurement by retailers, but also many other parts to it, dealing, for instance, with illegal imports, the government assisting companies to buy new machinery, to become more productive, and several other parts to it. And so what we've seen in the last few years, a bit of an increase in employment. We're still not happy as a union and as an industry. We think, you know, we need to ramp that up. There's no doubt that COVID, you know, made it difficult. And then subsequently, the floods in KZN affected many clothing and textile businesses. So did the unrest in 2021. But despite that, we're seeing a kind of a stability and a bit of an increase. So quite different to the picture that we saw in the 2000s and the kind of early 2010s. And we think it's largely through cooperation, through social dialogue, for working together and kind of identifying problems, unlocking those. So we're on a kind of positive footing. If we can fix things like load shedding, we can deal with the problems at the harbors, etc. We think there's chance for some growth.
Are there any processes of engagement with government around government's own procurement? I mean, government buys a lot of, I'll call them broadly, uniforms. They purchase a lot of clothing, and if you extend it into textile, hospital linen, towels, and so on, I would have thought government's a massive customer. Has government made any commitments in this regard? And if they have, are they adequate?
So government has done quite well, and I would say better than the private sector. In the early 2010s, they designated clothing, textile, footwear, and leather products. So whenever the state wanted to buy those products, it had to be manufactured locally, but also using local fabrics. And so it did quite well in the say, 2010s. Bit of a difficulty recently in that the procurement law was found to be problematic and unconstitutional by the Constitutional Court. But a new procurement bill has come before Parliament, and we've made submissions to that, explaining why it was necessary to create the framework to still be able to still compel the state to buy local. And there are factories across the country, you know, in Durban, in Cape Town, in Gauteng, that make things from bed linen to army uniforms to boots to berets.
Yes.
To nurses' uniforms and supply the state. So the state has done quite well there. We're constantly monitoring that because often municipalities and provincial governments stray. And then, you know, we have a system as a trade union. We monitor that and speak to them, get the national government involved. But so they've been leading. For us, it was really about getting the private sector involved. So, the problem, John, is that the growth in Shein and Temu is undermining a lot of what we're doing with the master plan.
Of course, you ought to have an ear in the relevant ministry. Minister Brian Patel first became a SACTWU organizer, although it wasn't called SACTWU, then National Union of Textile Workers. But he was a textile and clothing industry unionist from 1986 to 2009. Does that help?
It helps. I think he has a deep understanding of the sector. I think in generally it helps the manufacturing sector across the board because,
yes,
you know, he's got experience in this area. As a trade and industry minister, we think he's done some excellent things to assist. One of these things is the master plans have been set up. It's helped us as stakeholders in these sectors to come together and say, what is it that each of us can do to solve the problems? We think that the issues around trade have been extremely helpful and several other areas as well.
Thank you very much, Etienne Flock. Really interesting insights into the way the Southern African Clothing and Textile Workers Union sees the potential and current output of the South African clothing and textile industry. Mr. Flock is that union's National Industrial Policy Officer.